Engineers, any engineers here? Server design? It's interesting how, I'll start from scratch. You know, I used this the other Sunday. You know, bought my wristwatch. If I told you that I had a dozen engineers work 2 years to design the parts and the liquid crystal display and the silicon chip that drives it and all that, and these engineers designed it, then they handed it over to some highly skilled technicians that fabricated the parts and put it together, and then as this thing was checked out, they handed it to a, you know, through a distribution channel, got to a store, and I bought it. Would you buy that? That's not what happened at all. Let me tell you the real story. Millions of years ago, there were atoms floating through the universe, and the gravitational effect brought these atoms together to form certain materials. And strange cosmic winds and random chance so forth caused these things to be shaped into perfect little parts. I have a hard time explaining how it got to letters that mean tell me the date and the number, but anyway. And by millions and millions of years, of course, they all came together and made a perfect watch, and it keeps perfect time ever since. It's so absurd that it's... What does absurd mean? If I asked you to define absurd, what would you call it? My suggestion is it means improbable to the extreme. If you do a scientific experiment, you design an experiment to support some evidence, and you let chance be the rival conjecture, and you try to design the experiment to reject chance. Use a chi-square analysis or some advanced other statistical technique to reject chance as a rejector. If you take any of the premises based on evolution, you can easily reject chance as being absurd. Absurd. Then you talk about mutations. Well, mutations have to be degenerative or they violate the second law of thermodynamics, which is called the entropy laws. But if you want to talk about mutations, what that says is that if you buy the idea of mutations to get, that means I take all the parts of this watch, put them in a sack, and I shake the sack. How long do I shake it until the watch works better? Not works, works better. That makes mutations a little difficult. And I'm indebted to some of my friends for pointing out to me that amino acids make peptides, which make proteins, and proteins are the substance of life. Amino acids, sometime when you're home, if you know what a tetrahedron is, that's where you have four things, four peaks to triangle. You have a triangle and then one at the top. You make yourself a tetrahedron with four different things. You'll discover if you play that and make them, you can make two types. There's only two ways to do four different things in a tetrahedron, which gives rise to the fact that amino acids have two kinds of molecules. And if you take one kind in a solution and put polarized light through it, you have to turn it to the left for it to neutralize. The other kind, you turn to the right. So they call those molecules left-handed and right-handed. And a spiral is a very similar kind of concept. Okay, if amino acids happen by chance, you'd expect what, half and half? It's like, if I dump 1,000 dimes on the floor, spread them out, you'd expect half of them to be heads and half tails, approximately, right? Within random error. And how would you tell if they're random error? You use chi-square to see if they're fair coins. Point is, if that were true, that amino acids, you'd have half left-handed, half right-handed. All living tissue has left-handed amino acids. The universe is left-handed. Well, wait a minute, Chuck. Aren't they right-handed? Yes, there are. They're poisons. Strychnine is right-handed. Brucine is right-handed. So the right-handed amino acids are toxic to life. You know the story about the monkeys? You take six monkeys in a room and you have them bang on typewriters and they eventually turn out Hamlet? Oh, that's science. I mean, listen, falsely so-called. The problem with that, by the way, if anybody ever confronts you with that, is what happens, it's called the N plus one problem. They've typed out Hamlet, but they don't stop typing. Right? What's the next thing? Something else. Gibberish. In other words, part of it is selection. But there's another problem with the amino acids. If I use that analogy, how far would the monkeys get if the odd-numbered keys were fatal to the monkeys? Yeah. See, not very far. So that's the amino acid story. The really wild thing, if you're into this sort of thing, is to study DNA molecules. Because you take the amino acids, make peptides make proteins, and that's a whole study in itself, of course. But it's interesting, the DNA molecule is a collection of four amino acids taken three at a time. It is a digital code, not an analog code. Most things in life that you see in nature are analogous. This is a digital code. What does that mean? That means you've got to find, first of all, someone's got to design the code. They've got to design a way to store it. They've got to design a way to retrieve it. They've got to design a way to translate it into action. That's a heavy design problem. I was talking about the engineers. The reason I started with the watch. The idea of the watch happening by chance is, of course, absurd. Do you realize the watch is simple compared to the wrist that it's on? The wrist is a closed-loop servo. If there's any engineers here, you know you cannot design a closed-loop servo by accident. It's a complex subject. There's probably not one engineer in a thousand that would know how to design a closed-loop servo, especially with variable rates in three orders of magnitude. It also has a temperature sensor. It has adjustment to temperature. It has an ability to fight off invaders. And on it goes. It's self-healing. If something's wrong, it sends a signal called pain. I mean, the wrist is a complex system, vastly more complex than the watch. And yet the wrist happened by accident, not by design. Nonsense. It all happened by chance. Oh, really? Then why are we symmetrical? Why do we have two eyes, two ears? Why is the right and left hand mirror images of each other, or the feet and so forth? It can't happen by chance. It wouldn't happen by chance, not by randomness. Why do leaves symmetric? Why are flowers? It doesn't make sense. You can prove it violates the laws of entropy. DNA is a digital code. Now, I'm really anxious for someone with an information science background to explain to me how you design an information storage and retrieval system, a coding system, and a way to transfer. If you're designing a computer, you have to have a way to get in, get out. You need a way to store the data and find it when you need it. You have to also have something to manipulate information. That's probably the easiest of all. Then you have to have some way to translate into action. The signals in the computer have to drive a printer or a loudspeaker or move an arm of a robot or something. In the cell, I'm not talking about the brain or the, I'm talking about the cell. There are 200 processes going on that have been designed that are instructed by that code. How big is the code? It encodes everything about you, including your aging process, and all your offspring. About 500,000 pages of information in one molecule. It's a large molecule. But all by accident. Imagine that. And I'm interested of those four amino acids that code the thing, the 3 out of 4 code, do you realize it's the same in all life? But it tells whether it's a leaf or a plant or a cat or a whatever, you know. Interesting. Heavy design problems. By accident? No way. That's called, the engineers speak of signal-to-noise ratio. We have invented the most absurd god to worship. You know, the ancients worshipped Baal and Moloch, and that offended God because he's the living God, and these were phony, right? Modern man has gone one better. We don't worship Baal or Moloch. We worship nothingness. We ascribe the creation of the universe to chance, randomness, to noise. I have to believe that that's the most insulting idol of all, that our world, our culture, our high school textbooks, our college professors, our as Peter says in Second Peter chapter 3, it says they are willingly ignorant of. This isn't a lack of, it's not a breach of intellect that causes people to embrace these bizarre ideas. It's an attempt to escape accountability. If I'm a businessman, there are security laws about disclosure. And if you make misrepresentations in a document to investors, you can get into trouble. If the disclosures laws of the Securities Exchange Commission of the United States applied to biology textbooks for high school, the publishers would be serving jail sentences. Because they have these equations, the amino acids forming peptides and proteins. And you have these complicated, this plus this equals this plus H2O, water. And then they have you believe that, gee, well, the way this happened was lightning struck in the primordial soup that caused some proteins to accidentally happen. Nonsense. But here's the kicker. If this plus this equals this plus water, and it's a reversible, all our organic equations are reversible, that means it can go in either direction, it establishes equilibrium. How do you unbalance the equilibrium to get some of the products? Remove the water. Then it flows to the right. That means that if that was going to happen, there's one place it can't happen, and that's where it's wet. So if you're going to have that happen, it's got to happen where it isn't wet. Now, what's frustrating about that, that's first-year chemistry. And for them to publish that stuff in textbooks is deliberate fraud, not oversight. Anyway, enough of that.